Imagine it to the Titans, you know. But there is actually, yeah. Like when I was talking to Pat and Pasquale when I came in, it was when I came back from Cork or from Brentford first ever, you wouldn't even thought of Limerick, because Limerick were in the first division, Cork were doing so well in the Prem. You know, you wouldn't have put Limerick through as your main club. So when I was talking to them, they're put forward obviously with the basically the same presentation that you saw there. You couldn't be but impressed, you know. It was really was heartfelt, you know, and he really just wanted to get the club going and the community going, and to be part of that, to help out in any way I can, you know. It really does put a challenge to us, and I look forward to it.
That's good. He says you were the link to Joe Gamble. Is that correct?
Joe's my little puppy dog, you know. Yeah. I just bring along Joe with me, Joe. But no, to be fair, the boys put forward such a good impressive performance when I was talking to them. And obviously me being Hartlepool with Joe, I said to him, I said, you'd be mad not to even consider Limerick, you know. And I gave Pat Sullivan Joe's number, and like the rest is history, you know. And when I was talking to Joe after he met them, he just couldn't, you know, believe the passion that was there, and the belief that they were going to get promoted, you know. And it really did, you know, I suppose frighten him really, in a way, you know, that there was that much power down here, you know. And he really was happy. He went back and he had a chat with his partner, and he was really happy with what they gave him, you know.
Had you made your mind by then that you were going to come anyway?
Well, to be fair, when I met Cork first and I met Limerick, you know, and when I was coming down, I was going to be open-minded. I said that to Tommy Dunn, the Cork manager. I said, I'm going to be open-minded to everything they offer, you know. And it was just the way he spoke, like I said, just the community work he's doing, everything to get Limerick back to where it wants, and the new market feed. It was really exciting to me, you know. It was something that I could, you know, grasp onto and say, well, I can be part of this, getting Limerick back into the Prem for 19 years, you know. It's a long, long time for my hometown club, really, you know, to be out of that, and to be someone that could help them to get back in there, you know. It's it really a challenge I couldn't turn down.
Where exactly are you from?
Abbeyfield. I'm right on the border. I'm on the Tricon, a Kerry Limerick Cork border, so but I am on the Limerick side of it. Yeah. I go to church every Sunday in the Limerick side, so that's amazing.
Is it correct, Janice, that you've signed a 2.5-year contract?
No, I signed 1.5. It was a deal I was happy with, you know. But hopefully, if we get promoted into the Prem Division, then I'll extend that longer, you know. But it was a deal they were happy to give me, and I was happy to take it.
I mean, if I just said a Pasquale there, there's now an expectancy, a greater expectancy about Limerick. That would create its own sort of pressure that, you know, you'll almost be expected to land running against Wexford this weekend if you're available for selection, and, you know.
Yeah, well, I won't be, I mean, Joe won't be, because it'll be July 1st when we get our clearance, you know, and I think we can't play it until the. There's a gap. We can't play in that weekend of July 1st or 2nd because there's a transfer of registrations. I think it's the week after the 17th or 8th, 16th.
7 or 8th, I think.
No, there's no game that
week.
And then the week after,
so
that.
So you actually don't play until July.
Yeah, so we have a month, which is great, because we get to use get to know the boys, get used to the way they play. And it'll be good, you know. But I've watched the games. I've been here, when I was back over time, I watched the games. I know what the league is about. I obviously know what the Premier League is about, you know. I've been around a while in it, and I know what's to be expected. And at the end of the day, goals win games, you know, and that's what he wants me for.
In terms of, you had offers from the UK as well?
There was a couple of offers my agent had over, you know, but obviously being that they were only coming back from holidays, they only sat in the amalgamated squads together, they weren't concrete enough for me to take them seriously, you know. So when Pat said to me, look, I'm giving you a certain amount of time that you have to think about it, go back, reflect on it, and he was very fair, you know. I asked him to extend it another while longer, he said, yeah, no problem. And I just came to the realisation, talking to my parents, my wife, all that, you know, it was the best move for me.